The Nothing Girl, the Throgmorton Farm Series, Book 1. Written by Jody Taylor and read by Lucy Price Lewis.
Chapter 1. As it turned out, I didn't kill myself after all. I don't mean I didn't try. In fact, I made all my preparations with the thoroughness of a 13-year-old girl whose teachers always commented on her thoroughness because they couldn't think of anything else to say about her. I had carefully considered ways and means and made my choice. I didn't go for the wrist slitting. I think it was because of the mess. Someone would have to clear it up afterwards. I'd been brought up not to make a mess, not to make a fuss. I know you can do that sort of thing in the bath, but I really didn't want people seeing me with no clothes on. So, paracetamol it was. I stockpiled, carefully camouflaging a packet here and a packet there amongst other more innocuous purchases, not knowing when exactly, but pretty sure it would be soon. And it was. The weekend followed the normal pattern. There was the usual Friday night euphoria. School was finished. I had 2 whole days ahead of me when I didn't even have to think about it. Monday was an age away. I was happy, although happiness was, in my case, just an absence of misery. I woke on Saturday morning. No school. Yay! By Saturday afternoon, however, I was thinking, this time tomorrow, I'll be nearly back at school again. And the darkness started to nibble at the corners of my mind. On Sunday, my first thought was, I'm back at school tomorrow. And then the whole day was wasted in fearful anticipation of the following week. By Sunday night, I was a little pile of misery in the corner of my bedroom. And then the next day, of course, would be Monday. But not anymore. I'd had my last Monday. And Tuesday, and Wednesday, and all the rest of it. This was my last Sunday night. There would be no more Mondays. I had a nice bath. I was quite calm. I thought I might be nervous, but knowing I wouldn't ever, ever have to face the world again gave me the quiet strength I needed. It was good to let go. I brushed my hair carefully, put on my favourite jeans and top, and sat back carefully against the pillows. I'd assembled everything I needed, because I'm thorough, water jug, glass, and 3 packets of paracetamol. There was no note. I wasn't interested in making people suffer. I did wonder, idly, how long it would take them to find me. When I didn't turn up at school tomorrow, would they simply assume I had another doctor's appointment and hadn't told them again? They never said anything, because they didn't want to be seen to be picking on the girl with the problems, if, of course, they could remember who I was. I wouldn't blame them if they couldn't. Sometimes even I had difficulty remembering me. God knows when my family would miss me. Maybe when I started to smell. I hadn't bothered with a will either, partly because I was only 13 years old, but mostly because my parents were dead, and I lived with my uncle and aunt. My parents' money had come to me, and now it would go to them. My uncle is a solicitor. I know these things. Not that they needed it. They weren't short of a bob or two themselves. So, there I was, all set to go. Possibly as a means of avoiding school, it was a bit OTT, a sledgehammer to crack a walnut. But I couldn't do this anymore. My road had not been very long, but it had been painful, and I couldn't see it getting any better. So I was going now, before it got any worse. It seemed unlikely the world would miss me, or even notice. Years later, someone would call me a nothing girl. Admittedly, it was an emotional moment, with greed and hatred and betrayal ricocheting around the room and damaging everything in their path. But all those years ago, when I was only 13 and still struggling to find my place in the world, before I even heard the phrase hurled at me, that's what I was. The nothing girl.